From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and Syria are denouncing a U.S. warning that Damascus will pay a heavy price if it launches a chemical weapons attack. In a statement late Monday, the U.S. said it detected signs Syria was preparing such an attack that could result in the mass killing of civilians. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the statement was intended to send a message to President Bashar al-Assad, as well as Iran and Russia. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders Tuesday said the U.S. statement is straightforward.
I think that the message from the statement yesterday was extremely clear. I don't think it was a gray area. It was pretty black and white.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said while she cannot comment on the intelligence behind the statement, the Syrian threat of attack appears credible.
As you all are aware, there are a lot of these things that will pop up sometimes that we just can't get into the details about this. But this has obviously gotten the attention of the United States government at the highest level.
The U.S. launched a cruise missile strike targeting a Syrian airbase shortly after a chemical weapons attack that killed nearly 90 in rebel-held Idlib province. Syria denied carrying out the attack. Meanwhile, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura Tuesday expressed hope talks in Kazakhstan next week will help create favorable conditions for the seventh round of Geneva peace talks.
We are at the time of testing whether the political will exists for real de-escalation and more meaningful political talks.
The Astana talks have centered on creation of de-escalation zones. At least 8 people, 4 policemen and 4 children, were killed Tuesday by a roadside bomb in southern Kenya. The explosion took place near the town of Kiunga in Lamu County. Areas near the Somali border have been hit hard by a series of attacks carried out by the Al-Shabaab insurgency. This is VOA News.